Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to head out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast. He's at the U.S. Open currently.
Very
Take
nice.
Take some time to join us. Andy, good morning. Thanks for joining the show, man. We appreciate the time.
Hey, guys. Great to be on. Hear awesome things about your guys' show from my co-host who lives in the D.C. area.
Oh, very nice. Awesome. Where are very you cool. based? Thank Where you. Are you based out of, Andy?
I'm in San Francisco, but from Chicago originally. So, right. You know, I got your guy Caleb Williams that we're hoping for a good year too.
Hey, he showed flashes for sure. My take is he'll be a roller coaster, but there's no doubt there's a ton of talent.
He definitely
there.
Has a better coaching staff now than he did.
Oh, yeah. Of course
That's
he does.
Not even close.
Andy, I forgive
Can't get worse.
Yeah, right.
Forgive me, but I just right as you come on, I pull up your Twitter feed, right? I should have done this a little before. I have to know the story that's 2 years old about you getting ejected from Augusta.
That's like a golf term for getting smoked on the golf course. I didn't get like ejected from the golf course.
All right, so it's clickbait. Clickbait. You got me.
Okay.
You know, that's the art of the headline these days,
yep.
right?
Is that, yep.
You know, just entice people to click. It's, you know, nobody reads anything anymore. They just read headlines, right?
Yeah, that's very true. All right, so. So you're at Oakmont, and Valdez is complaining. He goes, this is just the same old shtick every year. Everyone complained about the rough. And then, everyone's putting all their images of their ball disappearing. Ben Martin had the famous one they put out there, very viral clip. But some have argued that this is really extraordinary. Like 5 inches of rough, it is kind of, it's more than the typical U.S. Open rough, correct or no?
Yeah, the rough videos are just catnip every year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like who can run out to the golf course be the first one to film a rough video, like, you know, it gets right. all the social impressions. But I think this year is different. They've had like a very wet year here, and obviously they applied like a ton of fertilizer to make the rough thicker.
Right.
The other cool thing about Oakmont, you know, when you mow your lawn, you know, after you get done, how that grass just stands straight up.
Yeah.
So they have custom built mowers at Oakmont that they change like the blade height on them. You know, the standard one, I think the highest cut is like 3.5 inches. They have the ability to cut rough at 5 inches. So you get the effect of it standing straight up, which makes the golf ball fall straight down.
Yeah.
So like when you see the mowers out there, it's like, it's making it harder. It's not making it easier because the rough is really thick and then the ball falls right to the bottom of it. So yeah, the rough is gnarly.
I mean, it looks borderline absurd.
Right.
I will say that one thing is that the fairways are so soft from all the rain that the fairways are effectively wider, right? Because the ball's not hitting and rolling off the fairway. So, you know, it's kind of a give and take. But, yeah, the rough is insane. It's nuts.
Are the fairways wider to compensate for it a bit?
Yeah, because of, like, how soft it is, just from all the rain, they're playing wider. And then they're a little bit wider in certain spots from the last time they hosted the U.S. Open. I think, like, if you're looking at, like, who to pick,
yeah,
you got to have, like, an A-plus driver of the golf ball this week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people look at, like, the top of the, you know, bucket, and obviously Scottie Scheffler is, like, the overwhelming favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And he drives the ball as straight and as far as anyone, like, that combination. Mm-hmm. But then I would look at a lot of guys that, like, if you're looking at sleepers, is, like, who are really good drivers who might not be the longest guys, because a few holes take driver out of your hands here at Oakmont, and it's going to be so much about being in the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me Morikawa, because Morikawa currently is number two in driving accuracy this year. So I think Morikawa's got to be one guy that you're looking at.
Exactly. Great iron player, too. Like, you know, one of the three best iron players in the world. Really accurate driver of the golf ball. Another guy that was in the mix at the Masters, and we've seen him in the mix at a lot of majors that I like, is Corey Connors, the Canadian at, like, I think he's 70-1. So
have you figured out a way? I don't know where you stand on, like, the gambling. I'm sure you guys have gambling affiliations, but, like, I'm just assuming every podcast does. I mean, do you have?
We don't have any gambling affiliations.
Really?
You know,
well, you need to get one. You need to get one.
It can be lucrative.
Very lucrative. But so,
I know we're missing out on the high times. You know, the Wild West right now.
I'll have the FanDuel people reach out to you. Trust me.
Make a call.
Hey, listen. But so do you wait? Like, I was talking to Valdez and the guys even during the show today. Like, I got to figure out a way. I always see all these bets. It looks so tantalizing. Oh, I'll take him plus 1200. Of course he could win. You know, I end up losing. I take 10 guys that I got all this money on, and, you know, the one outlier that I don't have wins. Have you figured out a betting strategy, or do you stay away from that?
I don't really bet. I think, like, the hard thing with golf right now is we've entered this era. I think there are, so you got, like, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Xander, and I would say Morikawa's on the fringe, but those five or six guys have really separated themselves and feel, like, especially at majors, like a class above the rest of the field, to the point where, you know, we're on this run of, like, incredible major champions, and you're starting to feel like, you know, the PGA is a perfect example of this. Scottie Scheffler opens with two under par round. The leader, I think, was at 7 under, and there's a bunch of names in between. And, you know, if you cover the sport regularly, you're looking at the leaderboard and you're like, you know, I know what the leaderboard says, but effectively Scottie Scheffler leads this tournament at 2 under, because I don't think any of these other guys can hang on to win the tournament.
Right.
So I think, like, you know, with the LIV stuff, everything that's happened in pro golf with the split, what's happened is these major championships are the only four times a year that everybody, all the best players in the world are together, and it's made it harder to win because, like, there's an increased importance in it. It's kind of like where, like, when you get more and more into a playoff series, say, like, the NBA, at the ends of games, like, you start to see, like, it comes down to the stars. It's less and less about the role players, especially if they're on the road, they don't hit shots. Like, at the end of major championships, it seems like these guys that are, like, the 15th to 20 to 35th best players in the world just cannot keep up over the course of 72 holes with this class of really great players.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Well, two things. First of all, I thought Phil Mickelson kind of famously explained that, right, when Tiger was in his heyday, that, like, Tiger could shoot, like, even par on the first day or one or whatever, but you know he's better than, like, and so each day he's just going to go, you know, do his kind of normal thing or whatever, and everyone else is just eventually going to fall to the wayside. So that when you have 4 days, like, of course, like, Scottie's going to be there at the end because he's just going to grind
because
out.
Because he's just so
every,
much better
every
than
round. He's just going to grind out his round. Doesn't matter what he does in round one. He's going to grind out something and by the end, there's going to be, like, three other people potentially.
Well, it also helps that you know, like Andy's saying, that he's such a good driver of the golf ball.
Of course. But it's kind of, like, when you talk about the 15th, like, Sam Burns is a remarkable player. This guy, Fox from New Zealand, what's his first
name?
Ryan Fox. The guy's a stud.
Yep.
Those guys played that par 5 four times couldn't birdie it in the playoff with the crunch time. Like, Burns misses a five-footer.
Burns missed, like, a seven-footer, yeah.
You know, everyone does that. Everyone's played golf. You get it. But, like, Scotty Scheffler's not missing that putt with the tournament on the line.
Probably not.
He's going to birdie. You know what I mean? It's kind of to your point there, that there's something special about that elite versus the others who are incredible. They're just not like those top five, six guys or whoever you might want to say. You agree?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a couple of years ago, Brooks Koepka got a lot of heat, but he was so spot on. He basically said majors are the easiest tournaments to win because the golf course gets really hard. And when the golf course, it's like the famous, all these golf courses tried to tiger-proof their golf course. They made them longer, narrower, more rough. And all it did was play more into Tiger's hands, right? A major championship, the level of the golf course, especially this week at Oakmont, is going so far up in terms of, like, difficulty and the demand it asks players, you know, the shots that it asks the players to hit, that it reduces the number of players that could conceivably win. If you wanted a wide open tournament, you would want to host it at like a 6,400-yard course with very little penalty, because then it's going to be harder for like the skill to separate. Mm-hmm. So I think like that's one of the things that's fun about the U.S. Open is that it kind of ratchets it up the difficulty, and you see these guys hit shots that they aren't going to hit week in, week out, because the golf course, especially Oakmont, just demands a higher level of shot making than your standard PGA Tour course. So I think that's where you're going to see, like, there are a couple guys that are outliers that I think can hang around, but I would expect one of the big names to win this week.
Mm-hmm. We're joined by Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast. He's at Oakmont for the U.S. Open. And part of what's cool about this event is a guy like Max Homa, who's won on tour before, doesn't qualify. He was here at Woodmont. He fell just short. But a guy named Matthew Vogt, a dentist, shot 68 in both rounds at Walla Walla and grabs one of the spots at a course where he used to be a caddy, like when he was like a teenager. So that, like, those stories, those human interest stories, are part of what makes the U.S. Open great.
Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously, it's the identity of the championship. I grew up playing competitive golf, and from the age of 16 on, like, you're playing local qualifiers, and the night before you go to bed for a, you know, local qualifier, you start dreaming of, like, hey, you know, if I have a good day tomorrow and a good day in a couple of weeks, like, I could play in this U.S. Open. And Matt Vogt's like a perfect example. I talked to somebody that was out with him yesterday. He's got like 190 ball speed, which is like extremely high. I mean, you're talking about like somebody that can move the ball like 330, 340. You know, the guy that said he was hitting it as good as, you know, any of the tour pros. And that qualifier, I mean, he was the medalist. He didn't just like sneak in. He won the qualifier. So it should be, it's kind of a great story. It's what makes this tournament amazing is like the, you know, regular Joes. And then also, like, you know, if you think back a couple years ago at Erin Hills, Xander Schauffele was a struggling PGA Tour rookie, had not played well at all. He qualified into the Erin Hills U.S. Open. I think he finished fifth there. And it effectively, like, started, he won later that year, and it started his, like, rise to one of the great players in the sport. Obviously, he's won two majors since then. But he's also, you know, I think his worst finish in a U.S. Open's 14th. It can also be kind of this opportunity for young players to qualify in, and then it's, you know, they're playing in this big tournament that would take otherwise years to qualify into via world ranking or PGA Tour status. So I think that's, like, the other cool thing is, like, you're going to see some young players. Like, there's a kid, Ben James, that's in the field that's a really great amateur. Jackson Koivun, who already has earned his PGA Tour card, he's going to be going back to school. So you also get like a look at young players. The last time that Oakmont hosted the U.S. Open, Scotty Scheffler shot a 68 in the first round as an amateur. So it gives you a glimpse at like who's coming up too.
All right, so my guy Brendan Porath told me that you're a big Rory guy. What are his chances here?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about Rory because we were talking about driving accuracy. And Xander, too. Xander is not hitting the ball in the fairway this year, and that's a small sample size because he's battling back from that injury, but in only nine events. But he's 164 on tour in accuracy. Rory is 173. So do you count those guys out just based on that category?
I don't think you can feel great about Rory's chances. You know, pre and post Masters win, he's just been a different golfer. The sample size is small, but it seems like trying to find he's had to switch drivers. His driver was non-conforming at the PGA,
right?
And it seems like he's really struggling to find a good driver for him. So if you can't drive the ball in the fairway out here, you're gonna have a really bad time. So I think you know, Xander, I think the stats could be misleading because he's been working his way back, but
right.
he just hasn't driven it as well as you drove it last year or putted as well as last year. But like, you know, that's one of those things where it can click on for either of those guys. It's hard to count them out. I just would like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, and Morikawa probably a little bit more in that top tier.
You didn't give us a score, did you? I mean, is it going to be one of these like guaranteed over par winning scores? Like, what is your guess?
Oh, allegedly, the membership at Oakmont is like demanding over par. They want over par,
right?
I think that with the rain and the golf course being soft, it's going to be. I would guess if I had to guess, it'd be four under is the winner. Right. I just think it's so hard. I think like. People still associate with this like par, but like the reality is these guys hit it 50 yards further than when your dad was talking about even par being, you know, right. the U.S. Open's identity. And I think like the modern U.S. Open, the reality is par is like four or five under is like what real even par is.
Right.
That's what the last time it was played there, DJ finished at four under.
With right. that penalty that they gave him, that was like an absurd penalty.
Right.
If you guys
but
remember
words,
that.
But in other yeah. words, the rain's going to soften up the greens. It'll be a little bit of throwing darts at it, a little bit.
Yeah, I think they'll still be pretty firm, but the fairways are going to play functionally like 10 yards wider.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah. I think the greens will firm up, but the fairways are going to be where you're going to see the effects of the rain the most.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, you were talking about the LIV guys. Give me your thoughts on Joaquin Niemann, who just has been balling, just won here in RTJ in the LIV event here in Northern Virginia. Give us your thoughts on Niemann this week.
I think, you know, he finally last major played well. It'd been, you know, he contended at the Masters, I think the COVID Masters years ago, but then he had struggled in the majors. And it's like, I think that one of the hard things for those LIV guys is like, nobody knows how to judge the LIV events because it's a closed shop. Half the field is pretty garbage in terms of like quality. And Niemann is like, he just hasn't played well in majors and he keeps winning these LIV events. He is he's been a phenom. He turned pro at 18. He's been, you know, like you start to look at his career, I think he's 26 or 27. And it's like, God, he's been around forever. I think like, now that he's played well in a major, I think that's going to take a lot of pressure off him. I would expect him to play well. This a good example of a player that the rain helps is Niemann. He hits it a little bit lower than a lot of the top flight guys. And like that's kind of like a common skill among the elite players in the game is they hit it really high. So when the greens get firm, they're able to hold greens better because of that high trajectory. So with it being a little softer, that does help Niemann a lot because it comes in a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Andy, thanks a lot for
good
the time,
stuff,
man. We appreciate it. Have fun out there this week, and we'll have you on again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man,
I appreciate
it, buddy. Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast. You can follow him on Twitter, at AndyTFE.
You said have fun out there. It's actually up there.
Up there, my bad.
Now he got you.
We were admonishing JP just yesterday for that, so I should have known better.
Yep, you should have said up there.
All right, we're the Jux. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle. So keep listening for your chance to win those. It's coming up in less than half an hour. So like most of the world, I was unaware that DeMarcus Cousins is still playing professional basketball at this point. He's been out of the NBA since 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So he's had a few stints. He started in Puerto Rico, then he went to Taiwan. And now he's back playing for a team called the Guaynabo Mets in Puerto Rico.
Boogie Cousins. All right. What is he, about 37, 38?
He's younger than that. He's 34.
He's 34.
Wow.
He's
34 years old.
Yeah.
So he's in a game. I guess this was last night because his video just hit like 9 or 10 hours ago. And there's a guy that's courtside that's just, I guess, taunting him and mocking him. And Cousins engages with him, gets in his face. Guy gives him the double-barreled middle finger, okay, like right in his face.
Right.
Cousins grabs his crotch aggressively, like right in the dude's face because he's standing in front of him.
Yeah, right.
And then it's almost like a mob scene.
A riot?
I mean, it wasn't the Malice at the Palace, but like it could have gotten to that level. People were throwing drinks at Boogie Cousins, like on the way off the court. Like,
right.
It turned into a whole scene.
Well, doesn't sound like he physically accosted him.
Well, the guy,
from what you described.
As he was going to the tunnel.
Yeah,
it looked like the beer gets dumped on him from above, and then Boogie turns around, and then somebody holds. Actually, it looks like almost tackles Boogie Cousins to keep him from doing anything.
Yeah, I mean it could have gotten a lot worse than it actually did. Like the crowd was getting hostile. He's like flexing on the way out. Like that could have gotten a lot worse. Like he's giving the fans a middle finger on the way out. Like it was a scene.
Yeah, it is nuts.
I'm looking at the roster, by the way.
Yeah. Who are some of his teammates? I have no idea. I don't know who else.
This guy was the number 2 pick in the draft. He didn't do anything. Okay. Derek Williams. Remember him?
Yeah.
Derek Williams from Arizona.
I remember him.
Yes.
Okay.
Talk about an NBA boss.
It's just wild that like
flopper
guys like that just resurface in spots like China or Puerto Rico.
Well, I mean,
or,
they said he's still young.
They're still young men. They're ballers.
Yeah. They're just not NBA level anymore.
Still making a paycheck. I'm sure it's not a huge paycheck. But I'm
sure and you guys, Cousins is one of the, like, he made a lot of money. He made like $94 million like during his NBA career, but he never signed like one of those big, like, mega, like $200 million
deals. Million a year.
He never cashed in like that.
He's an interesting guy in that he's always been known for having a surly demeanor on the court. But I've seen him a lot in these videos with, you know, these podcasts that pop up, whether it's with Gilbert Arenas, other players, where he's actually pretty personable.
Boogie?
He won. Yeah. He won last night.
OJ was charming.
Sometimes guys have surly demeanors on the court, and then could be a regular guy.
He probably had 13 beers thrown on him.
That was quite a scene in Puerto Rico last night.
I don't know why I triggered this in me, but you mentioned, you know, ex-NBA guys, and I'm sure you guys saw the viral clips, or I'm sure JP did, maybe not, of Lance Stephenson and Michael Beasley playing one-on-one for $100K.
I didn't click on it. I saw that they were supposed to be playing.
I saw like a quick clip of Beasley playing one-on-one. I didn't know what.
I'm going to guess Beasley won it.
Beasley won. Beasley claims that the only guy that's ever beaten him in one-on-one is Bam. How do you ever say his name?
Adebayo.
Yeah, he's the only guy. He was raving about his talent on a podcast. The podcast with Mike Miller's partner.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Can't remember.
There's so many basketball guys on podcasts.
But it doesn't matter. Either way, they got after it. Lance Stephenson and Michael Beasley got after it. It was one of those, it was like an old school thing like you'd see out in the street somewhere.
For $100,000.
For $100,000, it looked like it was got really close to like a full-blown fight. Miller and Haslam, yeah. It was Udonis Haslam.
Michael Beasley's from Oxon Hill, right? Like, he's from right down
the
street.
He has some ties. But him and Lance Stephenson were going hard at each other. And you know, Lance Stephenson, notorious, the locksmith, like, S-talker.
Lance Stephenson was nicknamed the locksmith.
Yeah, and Beasley, I mean,
former wizard.
I don't know a ton about Beasley's.
Hold on, I'm getting guys mixed up. I'm thinking of Deshaun Stephenson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm completely getting people mixed up.
Yeah, Lance Stephenson. Remember, Lance Stephenson, the one that blew in, like, LeBron's ear or whatever. Yeah, he's a great agitator. Yeah. And Beasley, I think, feels like, even though he's had all these weed issues and everything, that he's basically been basically backballed.
You know where Beasley went to high school at one point?
I don't know. Was he at Dematha for a year or something?
Bowie.
He was at Bowie for a year?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how long he was there.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I think he's one of those guys that went to a million.
Did he have a high school odyssey?
He went to a bunch of high schools.
Yeah. But I think he claims, like,
he's attended six high schools.
Six?
He went to Bowie High School. Yeah. I got to get the things ready for Bowie High School.
What other public schools he go to?
National Christian Academy in Fort Washington. That sounds like a hoops academy to me.
Yeah, it was.
Sounds like a Stu Vetter thing.
The Pendleton School in Bradenton, Florida.
Probably another one.
Riverdale Baptist.
Yeah.
Oak Hill Academy.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame Prep School in Fitchburg, Mass.
Right.
Six high schools.
Doesn't he claim, though, that he's basically being blackballed, like he still has all this talent, but he's, for some reason, just never really works with him? I don't know why.
Yeah, he played with a bunch of teams.
Played with so many teams. Yeah, everyone just talks about how talented
he is. Well, I think he was. He was definitely talented.
Yeah, for sure.
He definitely
just wasn't coachable.
Like, in the middle of his NBA career, he mixed in stints with the Shanghai Sharks and the Shandong Golden Stars.
Right.
And then at the end, he was playing overseas again, and it looks like he wound up in Puerto Rico at one point, too.
Peaked his third season. He averaged 19 points per game.
Puerto Rico is such a hotbed for international hoops.
Listen, I think the NBA is kind of a joke, but I mean, if you average 19 points, it says a lot. I mean, you got some ability. No question about it.
Yeah, that video is crazy. Speaking of videos,
would you pick a fight? If you're a drunk fan, would you pick a fight with DeMarcus Cousins? He's like 6'10".
Of course.
He's a monster.
But I guarantee they're not going to lash out.
Most of those guys that are throwing beers, they know he's not going to get all the way around.
Those guys, but I'm talking about the guy sitting courtside, the guy who, like, lit the fuse on whole thing. Yeah. Like, you're really going to engage with DeMarcus Cousins?
Right.
He could snap you in half.
Had a bunch of pops in him.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Beer talking.
No, but Drabby, talk to these boys about the Denzel Clark catch last night. Who's a center?
Oh, I saw it. It was crazy.
He's a rookie center fielder
for the Athletics. I saw it.
That was the most ridiculous catch I've seen in a long time.
It was pretty damn good.
One of the best of the decade, I would say.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He was that ball was probably 5 feet out, out of the park.
Yep.
And just phenomenal.
I've seen him make a few, nothing like that, but he's made some really ridiculous catches.
Yeah, and he had his back to the ball when he caught it and stuck his left arm all the way out and snatched it. It was phenomenal.
It's an unbelievable video if you haven't seen it.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, great catch.
I don't know how he didn't just go all the way over. How did his momentum not carry him over the fence?
I don't think you realize like how tall that wall is until you're like out there on the warning track.
Right, until you're standing next to it.
Because on TV it looks, oh yeah, anybody can run up that wall and catch
it.
No.
How far away are the stones from the wall?
No, that's crazy.
Oh, they're back there.
I mean, he timed that perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, he's made some catches like nothing like that, but he's made some amazing catches where he's just jumping over the wall and snag it.
I mean that's no fear, too.
That's an incredible catch.
It's no fear. Like, if you've ever run around an outfield, even just horsing around.
And the pitcher just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty sick.
Yeah, that was a great catch. So check that out if you haven't seen it. Denzel Clark.
Always dreamed of doing something like that in softball. Never really could pull it.
Well, how are you going to have a highlight play like softball. That in softball?
Just steal a home run. Yeah, playing in the outfield.
So fences, are there?
Yes, there were fences.
Of course. Played out at White Marsh Park.
You never got sized with you and your boys when you're little, and then all of a sudden you start throwing baseballs and you climb up on the chain link fence.
We never did that.
Never did that?
It's funny, all the things we did a ton of home run.
I think we did like small tosses every once in a while.
I don't remember that.
We would just do not.
You'd try to steal a home run.
You'd
be like 10 feet away. You'd be 10 feet away, and you know you're 12 years old, and your buddy throws a baseball over there, and you're pretending you're
JP says we
junior.
Did. I don't remember.
I mean,
that.
We did far more home run derbies
or Mike Devereaux.
That's what we mostly did.
Yeah. And Mike Devereaux.
What position were you guys in Little League?
I played
first base,
second base, and outfield
catcher,
in high
pitcher.
School.
First base and pitcher.
Yeah.
Shocker. Yeah. Jason has to be first baseman, of course. Yeah.
Classic first baseman.
I mean, if you want to go like Little League, we never technically played Little League, but EB and I played on the same team where I would pitch like the first three innings and he'd pitch the next three innings. But he was a catcher at a young age.
Yep. Uncle got size for me. He said he never got hit when I was there.
Blocking that plate.
Silly.
Then you became a center fielder.
And an elite center fielder.
Elite center fielder. Bat went in the toilet. I don't know what happened to me in my
By the way, did
years.
You?
Actually, I always swore tennis, my forehand screwed up. All I would hit was hard grounders.
Oh, really?
My forehand. It ruined my stroke.
You play a lot of golf. It's
not good for your
It's not good for your baseball swing or softball swing.
I'm telling you, tennis ruined my stroke.
Hitting down on the ball.
Yeah. I was hitting grounders.
There was a little theory at the time. Like, it's interesting now that you hear about launch angle. But I remember going to a baseball camp when I was in high school. It might have been a Dematha camp because I went with Stump and Mike. Mm-hmm. And there was a theory to actually swing down at the time. Because if you were swinging down, then the ball hit, it would launch up.
Mm-hmm.
Never made that much sense to me. I never did the science.
Yeah. I mean,
I remember like Mike swinging down.
They all have launch monitors and all that stuff now. They know exactly the way to optimize it. I wouldn't speak on it. For golf, certainly, if you want to get your maximum distance, you want to swing up on your driver. No doubt.
Boogie Cousins, though. Yep. Shockers getting beer thrown on him.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle. We'll also give you an update on Terry McLaurin and minicamp for the Washington Commanders. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Under 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle. So keep listening for your chance to win those, because it's coming up shortly. Wanted to read this tweet from Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet on Twitter. He tweeted this about 15 minutes ago. Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin, who is seeking a new deal and has been away from OTAs, is not attending minicamp, sources say. So Terry's staying away from the mandatory minicamp.
It'd be more of a surprise if he was there.
Probably.
Right? With guys that are on their last year. And let's be honest, he's a star player. He might be on the backside of his prime, beginning the backside of his prime, but he's coming off a career year. He did this in 2022. Nikki Jabala, you know, points out that 3 weeks later he had a deal. Wouldn't panic. The only thing that I panic about is the idea that he might be unhappy right now.
I thought there was a chance.
That's not true.
I thought there was a chance that they would have a deal before and make an announcement, because they've hit so many kind of PR home runs.
But this is kind of a trivial one. I mean, it's a mandatory.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But you'll see guys across the league, right? Hendrickson's not there.
There's a bunch of guys.
TJ Watt's not there, right? A bunch of guys.
Yes.
You can go vote on our Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka poll on Twitter. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and a convenient variety 8-packs. At your local liquor stores and grocery stores, must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Simple. Is it a big deal that Terry McLaurin is not reporting to Commander's mandatory minicamp? Yes, no. Go cast your vote.
Going to stay very medium on this. Unless, again, I hear reports that he's unhappy. As long as I don't hear that, I'm good.
The early returns, 58%, not a big deal. 41%, big deal. Yeah.
I think the 41% is kind of high.
That's kind of high.
It's kind of high.
I mean, it's just, you know.
But Lattimore and Tunsil are there.
Right, but they're not seeking new deals.
No, I'm just saying. It's right. And it's mandatory, so.
Yeah.
Are they definitely there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're there. I mean, it's mandatory.
Usually, it's kind of reserved for guys.
I'm not sure if they're going to be active. I would assume they would be.
Kind of reserved for guys that are looking for new deals. Like, you know, but like who was the receiver that we had? Or was it from Philly?
Deshaun Jackson?
Deshaun. He'd be a guy that would be mercurial and would skip random things. Mm-hmm. It wasn't looking for a new contract. He just wanted to do his own thing.
Now he's a head coach, right?
Yeah.
Delaware State. Yeah. I think. Yeah. It's wild.
Is Clinton Portis on his staff, too?
I think so. Listen, I'm happy for them. Those guys are football experts. Yeah. They should lend some of their expertise.
Definitely.
I think it's great. But it's wild when a guy who's like difficult to coach on some level, maybe. Not Clinton, but I would say maybe Deshaun. Maybe not. Maybe they loved him. It was just media. But that they become coaches. You know, now they get to deal with their own malcontents. It'd be interesting to see how that goes.
Was he one of the guys who would give Gruden like a nipple twister at practice?
Yes. And you remember I gave a famous nipple twister. Who did famous you on this
it?
Show?
You gave it to.
I gave a nipple twister to the Browns kickoff returner. Remember when we were
Josh in... Cribbs?
Oh. Josh Cribbs. When I first met him.
You're lucky he didn't
I'm
punch
you. You were hammered.
Obliterated.
You were hammered. I do
I'm
remember.
I'm surprised
that
he didn't punch me in the face.
Punch you into the pool.
We were getting along so well. I twisted his nipple.
What was his reaction?
I don't know.
That's
don't
a remember. Weird thing to do with somebody you just met.
But that's the kind of bond we were having. We were bonding.
It must have been vibing.
We were vibing, dude. We were drinking. I think he had sunglasses on indoors. We were vibing.
That was in Miami, wasn't it?
We were
it?
At some sort of like a resort. Like
yeah.
A pool. Was there a pool there? I thought there was a pool at this resort.
That was the year that my buddy had worked at Playboy. And I think he got us into Playboy party.
Maybe that's what it was.
Your buddy worked at Playboy. Does Mike Marr even know what Playboy is?
No, the Black Eyed Peas played. Do you remember that? And I stayed in the hotel there.
Luckily, I missed that party.
The
somehow.
Black Eyed Peas kept playing. What was their big hit?
And tonight's I'm going to be a
I'd rather,
good
I'd rather have a black bunch. Eye yeah. than listen to
oh
the
my
Black
God,
Eyed Peas.
Boom, pow. That was another.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I was trying to sleep on the
You're
deck.
Listening to Fergie?
The deck of my buddies.
Yeah, Fergie. Yeah,
and they
Fergie.
Kept playing. Boom, boom, pow. It was like 4 in the morning. And I was hammered. I was like, boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom,
your brain's pow. Going boom, boom, pow in your head.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget that night. Worst night of sleep of my life. Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow.
What a terrible song.
Oh, my God.
I want to be put in a time machine and launched back into, like, 2005.
No, you
guys
don't.
Are just meat and potatoes.
Huh?
Yeah. Is this Will I Am?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Fergie.
Can you imagine trying to...
You tried to sleep at 4 in the morning, and it was like a full-blown club party. Yeah. Black Eyed Peas literally show up.
Your head's going boom, boom,
boom. I'm on the balcony of this... hotel.
Luckily, I was back in our hotel.
That was the
hotel,
same
sleeping.
Party that I outbid Josh Cribbs for the Steve Young signed jersey.
You still have that?
It's in my basement.
Mike Marr, we used to send it.
That's what I'm saying, man. For all the stories I hear,
no.
I really missed out.
No, now we're tamed.
Now we're boring.
Now we're washed.
But we did. We had our day.
Hey,
thank God they didn't have Zinn back then.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, Marr will never know the glory of newspapering the windows.
You just will never know that. There's no need for it.
Yeah, that used to be a thing around
back
here, too.
Back in the day, you had to do it. Liability issues. Workplace issues.
Yeah. You know, I think we can safely say... you know, we're upstanding citizens, but we had a wild professional life.
Yeah.
It's been pretty wild professional
life. I think the first time that I ever saw the newspapers on the studio windows was when Don and Mike used to do strip poker.
Sure.
And I will credit them for selling the soap.
Oh,
because I was driving
in. You come in early
and
see?
They were talking about
be
the girls.
In there.
And then when we saw them come out, it was like, whoa.
It's called they put the big and big blind.
Yeah. Oh, my God. they're selling it, boy.
I was so curious.
I mean,
and then
I mean,
I was
one
like,
time
whoa.
I did come in and they were doing the Thanksgiving, I don't know, naked Thanksgiving or somewhere upstairs. And you go up there and just sneak a peek. Oh, my God.
What was the year and where was it when we got into it with Keyshawn? Didn't we get into it with him?
We were sparring with him. That was Tampa.
It was Tampa.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what started that.
I don't know, but we were just arguing
Mike,
about something.
We got into it with Keyshawn.
We were bold. We were probably breaking his balls.
We didn't care. Well, because we always had cocktails before those
cocktails
shows.
Cocktails were flowing. At the NFLPA party.
We got into him, and I remember David Wells.
Who else
got
was?
Got into David Wells a little bit.
I said David Wells threw a no-hitter. No-hitter, he goes... Hello, I threw a perfect game.
Yeah, right. Well, I would take umbrage too.
I botched it.
Slighting my accomplishments.
I botched it. Yeah. JP, I think I said, oh, no hitter, perfect game, whatever.
No, I got into it also too. I was drunk. I got into a John Randall. I thought he was
there's
gonna,
a common thread here.
Yeah. I got into a John Randall.
That's ballsy.
Do you know how big my balls were?
The guy who paints his face like Ultimate Warrior before he
you
goes.
Don't want to mess with him.
Before he goes on the field like a gladiator.
I was just full of myself because at that time we were Gene Upshaw's like boys.
Yeah, we could
Gene
do no
Upshaw
wrong.
Loved us. We were like, this is our party.
You're the golden child.
Our party. We're broadcasting. This is our party. Don Randall.
I think we were the only radio station broadcasting.
Yes. Exclusivity.
Yeah, because our guy Howard used to set us up.
Yeah, Howard's call. Howie.
God, this song is so terrible.
I think he's an oldie guy.
It's a special brand of bad. No, but
what the Black Eyed Peas did, I remember that year, and this is what they do. This is the bit. This is what a lot of like the hip-hop artists do, is they'll do like 10 parties. And they kept waiting for them. So the DJ kept playing the song over and over and over and over. Because they'll do a party here. They'll do 20 minutes.
Get a big bag
20
of
minutes,
cash.
20 minutes. Yeah, they do 10 Super Bowl parties.
Great bit.
And we're waiting.
All right, 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a four-pack of tickets to Giant Barbecue Battle June 21st and 22nd on Pennsylvania Avenue. Enjoy 2 days of barbecue and family fun with DC's best bands on the Pepsi Lays Art to Go-Go and Summer Grilling Stages, Metro and Shared Ride, accessible for tickets and more event info. Go to thefandc.com. 800-636-1067. 10th caller, you win them for free.
Oh, by the way,
paying for them.
CK's birthday today.
Happy birthday, CK. Happy birthday to the program.
Saw that on my notification.
Yeah, happy birthday to CK.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Very good. All right, we've got to get out of here. Beamish and Finley, they're coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.